said Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Trump wrapped up his tour of Asia earlier this week. Some have noticed his messages seem a little bit mixed between when he's abroad and when he's at home. But he's promised some big deals on trade. What's your take?
The big deals he promised are deals that were well in the pipeline all along. They won't make much of a difference in the U.S. balance of trade, but I'm glad he's keeping to his agenda, and it's important that he does so. This doesn't make of a big deal back home. People are not concerned about trade unless it's closing trade and jobs are being imported in the United States. I think this didn't get a bump on his ratings, but it's a good thing to do.
There was a lot of flattery going on during the tour, a lot of fanfare for Trump in the various nations. Any lessons in handling Trump you think foreign nations or even politicians back in the U.S. could learn from the nations involved in Asia and during these tours?
Oh, I don't think so, really. He is not a person who you can flatter or do anything with and make sure it'll do you any good later on. The lesson is to say as little as possible to him, agree with him where you can, and ignore him if you don't have to deal with him. But he did not come off as a president, but a bit of a buffoon, to tell you the truth.
Speaking of, North Korea have sentenced Trump to death for insulting their leader, Kim Jong-un, by hinting he might think Kim Jong-un is short and fat, as well as probably the ongoing nickname Little Rocket Man. U.S. presidents, they've not been popular in North Korea, but what do you think it says for Trump's latest international diplomacy?
Well, it doesn't say much about Trump at all. It just says he keeps going on with what he's going on. But the Chinese, as I said before, are really in control here. So what the Koreans have to do is act like they've got something to terrorize the United States. But the Chinese have closed off most of the shipping lanes. They've closed all the businesses in North Korea. The Chinese are really in charge. And Trump is on the sidelines, even with North Korea.
Looking at, looking at issues back in the United States, the GOP's tax plan has been the next big focus for Trump and for the Republicans, and it's been fairly unpopular, giving cuts away to the big end of town at the expense of the middle class. Republican Senator Ron Johnson has now flagged he won't vote for it, and surely, if you have one willing to say so in public, there must be others on the fence.
We only need two.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a very thin majority.
And I cannot imagine McCain or Flake voting for anything that the party puts up. And now they're caught in this controversy in Alabama with Moore. I think voting no against things of Trump is becoming popular in the Senate. So I'm not saying they won't get a tax bill. It just won't be this one.
Are we going to see another repeat of the Republican tribulations on healthcare?
Yes, we are. And there will be some kind of tax bill, but it'll look like pretty much the tax bill that Obama wanted, which reduces the corporate tax rates, keeps pretty much everything else in place, and in fact does more for the poor.
Now, I just want to go back to something you mentioned there a moment ago. Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore, he's been accused of sexually harassing and pursuing or assaulting women as young as 14 years old. The Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he's called some of the allegations credible, and it's sparked an avalanche of, well, bizarre defenses from some quarters and Republican calls for him to stand aside in others. What's your take?
Well, I think the Republicans have a lose-lose here. If he runs and wins, they can't seat him as a member of the Senate, so he won't have a vote anyway. If he runs and loses, then a Democrat takes the seat. So really, they're really in a pickle because he's doing damage to the Republican name. These women sound very credible. the incidents are too similar in their nature, and I'm sure there will be some direct evidence of what they are saying coming out very, very soon.
And going back abroad for a moment, Robert Mugabe, the Zimbabwe dictator, he's getting on in years and I believe was looking to hand power over to his wife. Now, the military has seized power, insisting it's not a coup, but it certainly looks like a coup, it walks like a coup, it quacks like a coup. Any thoughts and relations back to the U.S.?
Well, I think there are some big movements here. The U.S. has been trying to get him out for years. And I think what's happened with some other moves in Africa, it's getting pretty clear that that government could not survive and get any help from even the black governments anymore nearby, like the other governments right next door to them, so like South Africa. So they were in a very, very difficult position, and the government had to do something. He refused. So the military's taken over. I would think there'll be elections within the next couple of weeks, and the opposition leader will win. The United States will recognize him immediately. That'll bring a lot of calm to that part of Africa, just north of South Africa. And I suspect, in spite of what people are saying, if you know there are U.S. soldiers in Africa, the U.S. is playing a bigger and bigger role in Africa.
Finally, we spoke about Robert Mueller and his pursuit of Michael Flynn and his son last week. Now, more stunning allegations coming out that Flynn may have been involved in a scheme to kidnap a Muslim cleric living in the US and deliver him to Turkey in exchange for cash. What's the latest in the Mueller investigation?
Well, that investigation is going on. I don't think that particular issue will do any more than put pressure on him because somebody in that restaurant where these discussions were being made overheard it. He had no chance of kidnapping that man and removing him. And the offer was an offer, but the chances of executing it were very small. This is just putting additional pressure on him regarding the amount of time he can spend in jail if he doesn't do something and his son will go with him. But more importantly, it looks like Trump Jr. is in big, big trouble with Wikipedia. So this man has not come clean with anybody unless he's pressed. And Kushner equally has not come clean. So I would anticipate some indictments, really relatively small indictments, lying to the FBI, et cetera, coming down on Trump's son and Kushner. The pressure on the president will be enormous because if he tries to interfere with that, he's in deep trouble. So what is he doing? He's trying to get another independent counsel to investigate the Clintons. The Clintons are old news. What if the Clintons did something? Whatever they did is such old news, so little can be done about it, that it's just another big diversion. Sessions is doing this to save his job, but I don't think his job is savable at this point.
Yeah, the thoroughly disproven Uranium One conspiracy surrounding Hillary Clinton, this is basically being done to satisfy Trump, being satisfying the right-wing media who have been calling and calling, claiming there is this big conspiracy cloud hanging over this one. But really, is it going to be anything more than a distraction?
No, it isn't. I said bring on the special counsel. And you don't have to make the special counsel a congressional special counsel. Anytime Sessions or the deputy attorney general want to have a special investigation, they can. Bring it on. Maybe the FBI leads it. Bring it on. That will in no way interfere with Mueller's track to get the real bad guys.
And then I'll be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.